slightly unreal feeling as we glide, we sleepwalked into oblivion at this station. One show had to go, and that turned out to be us. It's just not generic enough. And whatever the reason is, they were good enough not to actually contact me about the information. Yeah. And I found out this morning by there's a newspaper blowing down the street, and they just stuck around my foot, and I looked, oh, okay, that's a photo of me. And so this will be the last time the Treehouse gathers. And out on the phones, Dan's there and everybody else, and forgive us, we can't put you on the air, but that's not the way the station works, apparently.
So. I mean, if I'd known it was the last day, I would not have worn double denim. I'd just like to point that out.
You know,
I would have put more thought into it.
When he was outside, what did we say? Well, I mean, you've got your whole Morrissey thing going on there, and
you've got a quiff.
I think it's actually quite apropos that once again you seem to be out of step. You're off to Tennessee next week.
Oh, I know. What a time to be going to Tennessee. I'm going to Tennessee next week.
There's nothing else going on. You might as well. I just feel sorry. All the kids out there are going to be denied all the stories when you come home. All the stories when you go.
Yeah.
How are we going to know now? Unless, I don't know, we set up some kind of internet rogue version of this show, and we've tried that, and that didn't work.
The thing is, for me, Dan, is that, you know, I mean, Hurricane Sandy has just demolished my hometown.
That was devastation enough.
My dad has lost his entire business. I found out last night.
I know how he feels.
Not wearing double denim, Amy. It's a good
perspective. What about the kids, you know, like Aaron Bodie? You know, the Silver Seas made the record show. Made a record show.
We loved having them.
We broke more new music than Radio 4. I think I got the figures I saw somewhere, certainly. Certainly more than Capital Gold.
Who do you think has been your favorite person we've had in over all the years, then?
I don't know. I like listening to myself more than... I'm struggling now to remember any of it.
I can't remember what the subjects were yesterday, let alone.
Exactly. Yesterday, of course.
Yesterday was wonderful.
Well, that was a pip in a dandy yesterday.
Do yourself a favor. If you're only listening in now to hear any bombshells, I'm fresh out. But just listen to yesterday's show before we knew. There's your radio right there.
Yeah, that was when we were innocent, Dan.
All you're going to get from now on is what the BBC middle management wish. Someone saying, hi, how are you? What are you up to today? Thanks for your call. No offense, Eddie. You know, that's it. But it turns out that they don't want us getting too close to the audience because we might gang up on them. And let's face it, they got their work cut out at the minute.
Baby packs a punch.
Yeah, Keithy, but he's a big tall drink.
Tall drink of water.
Yeah,
exactly.
He was. Keithy Baby was at the thing I did the other week for the book. By the way, I might as well. So I've got a book out now. It's called Going to Sea in a Sieve. Buy it from Amazon. He was at the thing the other night, and I didn't recognise him. He's dropped 3.5 stone.
Has he?
He's dropped 3.5 stone. Yeah, he dropped more weight than this station dropped this pro. I don't even know what that means. It doesn't work. Bye-bye, Treehouse. Bye-bye.
Nibbling on sponge cake.